Wavering on Wall Street among energy companies, Occidental Petroleum slipped 1.4% of its value. Sempra Energy lost 1.7%. The price of oil continued to move lower as well. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They left the images of the songs they perform. No frills. Speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Pass the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of $10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 8th of June.
I love how you wait for the
I do.
The
I kind of wait for that one.
Yeah,
just right there. I'd like
that's
to hit
your
it.
Cue point. Yeah.
I like to hit it right before so I'm speaking. It goes right by there. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on a Thursday, the 8th of June. And
did I call it?
6054567. You mean the rain?
Yeah.
You were perfect, man. Last night, I went out with the elk killer. I thought that there was something going on. Elk killer goes out, and she and it's raining on me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's raining. Because at 12:53 in the morning, the alarm goes off in my car, and the light goes on in my sensor lights. So I wandered outside with a 12-gauge. it may have been a... I'm not sure what it was, but it was sufficient in quantity and quality.
Mm-hmm.
And looked all around my car and everything, nothing there. So, but I'm trying to figure out, well, why would the alarm go off, you know? And
oh, it was a little windy.
Well, I was thinking that. And then, so I come back in after taking Elk Killer out the other way, and side lights are going on.
Hmm.
So I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, well, that's kind of strange. But then the wind was blowing, and they are sensor lights,
and
there's a big rose bush right there. So that could have set it off.
On the other hand, maybe it was Linda Hartman's mountain lion come to visit.
That's why I had the 12 gauge, you know, to give myself a fighting chance. Of course, you know, I had Elk Killer with me. There was no doubt that the mountain lion was in trouble. If it came down to a fist fight, because, you know, of course, Elk Killer carries a very, very effective knife.
Yeah, and a black belt in Dog Kwon Do.
You know, I tell you what, don't start with that dog. She's carrying all the time. Anyway, good morning, Trishy.
Good morning.
What are you talking about?
All this going on in the middle of the night, and here I was
12:53 in the morning. I mean, it goes, and I, you know, the babe, 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 and I'm like, go outside. Oh, nothing there. Walked all around the car. Walked up on the sidewalk. Looked around. So there's nothing out there. So I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, I think it was the wind. I know that I have in the back. I have motion lights, and they were doing
a number.
Why
would the alarm go off though?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, if the vehicle shakes, it's probably got a sensor. You know,
I don't know. It could be the cougar was you know.
Yeah, it could be the cougar jumped on the car.
You can see the kitty cat's little paw prints on the windshield as they go up on top and they lay on the roof. Uh-huh. You know, of the car.
Well, maybe this was a bigger kitty cat and he took a leap.
Maybe the mountain lion walked in, did a little, you know, a little kitty cat thing up on top of the roof and was laying there. Yeah. Okay. Enough of that.
Well, it looks like the rain is going to stay with us. It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 72, a low tonight of 56, and a chance of showers. On Friday, a high of 76, a low of 53. And again, mostly cloudy. And Saturday, a chance of showers, 72. All the way through Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. And surrounding areas are looking to get a great deal of rain out of this storm. I know in Anderson last night, I got half inch of rain. It rained really, really hard. Really hard. And I know that because I have my windows open during this time of year. And I found out last night that I have a big hole in the rain gutter that makes a big noise right next to the bedroom window. So I'll be doing something about that. In the fall when it rains again. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I can tell how hard it's raining by the amount of waste baskets we have to put next to my office door
because of
the leaking from the air conditioning system they put in like 8 years ago. And every time it rains, we have a leak. And so last time it rained a couple of days ago, it was raining, and I called the guy, and he's a good guy. He says, we're going to re-roof the whole area. And so the only thing we're doing on now is just slapping stuff on there, but we're not getting to the problem. I said, yeah, but when you slap it on, it stops leaking for a while. And he said, okay, I'll try to get the guy out there. Obviously the guy didn't get out there because today it's a two-waste basket. Leaking today, and there's a big spot in the rug, and I'm just, it's kind of like, come on, guys, how hard is this? How hard is it to stop a leak?
First, I have to find.
Well, it is real hard to find.
Yeah, it depends on where the leak is, and it can be running for
water can
several
horizontal
feet.
A long
I know.
Way.
You know what? I lived on a boat, and that boat was watertight, and then it rained for like 3 weeks straight down San Diego. I mean, coming in off the ocean. I mean, it was hard. And one night, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching TV, and I look up, and I see this line of water start to come down on the bulkhead. And I, because there was just no way of finding where that water was, where it started, because it comes in to work its way through, it'll find its way.
If I'm out in my motorhome in a really windy, stormy condition, under certain conditions, I'll end up with one of those slides that will leak. It has to be the wind because they've checked it, we've hosed it, we've done everything under the sun, but under certain conditions, I can get a real pool of water going in that one corner. Don't know why, but they've never been able to find it. Well,
Sonny says property manager needs to get in that ball and fix it. Yeah, I know, Sonny, and they're very responsive. But you know what? They fix it, and it's okay for that season, part of the season. It rains again. Here it comes.
So are you waiting with bated breath for
James Comey
for Comey's testimony?
Okay, here is.
Are you so tired of this?
This is the sound of me yawning.
Okay. Here's the thing about it. I've been reading articles and looking at different things. I can look at the same article talking about the same thing in the same paper. Comey has nothing. Comey backs up what Trump says. Trump, obstruction of justice.
I know.
And so I'm like, so I read this one guy, the Adam Schiff, who was a Democrat congressman who from California, who's on one of the intel committees. And I read what he says. Well, he asked for loyalty from Comey.
Yeah.
And that's inappropriate. This is an obstruction of justice. Well, okay. You know what? I don't think it is. I asked for loyalty from my people. And they're saying, but he's the FBI director. He has got to be above this. You know what? Trump asked him for loyalty. And I see nothing wrong with that. Loyalty doesn't mean covering up stuff or doing anything illegal. It just means, hey, I want your loyalty that you're going to talk to me and be honest, and that you're going to come to me and things aren't, you're going to control your people below you and all that from releasing crap. That's the way I look at it. And I think most people would look at it like that.
Absolutely.
And go, oh, no. He was saying this to obstruct justice. No, you didn't get that. And he asked Comey to, hey, if you're not investigating me, would you please announce this to people? And he had already told him like four times that he wasn't investigating.
Yeah.
Then let them know I'm not being investigated, which he didn't do either.
Yeah.
And then he said, James Flynn is a good guy. You know, does this have to go, you know, is this going on? But he was talking about Flynn. He wasn't talking about the whole Russian thing because he said, I want to know if we've got, and he told Comey this, and Comey wrote it down. I want to know if we got, in, you know, parts of my group that are talking to the Russians illegally. I mean, so you get all that. But that's what Schiff said. That's what the Democrat says. But somehow from that, he says, well, there's no smoking gun there or even proof that he did anything wrong, but we need to get in here and ask more questions.
Well, the first question I want to ask is, okay, this guy was just relieved from duty from the United States government. He has been fired. He's out of there. How is it that he walked out of there with all of these documents and all of these papers? Is that okay that we can just take anything with us when we leave the government that's classified and confidential?
No, you can't.
Well, how come he's got all these notes to refer to?
Well,
how come he's got all these documents to refer to?
He went out to the car after he talked to Trump, and he wrote, we got to take a break. And but he wrote a six-page note to himself.
Sat out in the car and did that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one of the times.
Well, and of course, that's one of his stories because he does change his mind from time to time.
Got a break. 12 minutes after, or 17 minutes after. After the hour of 7 o'clock, I'm here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is here. Trish, yeah, it's Trish and Carl today. And the last comment we have here before we take a break, Trump screwed up by not following normal protocol and accepting the resignations of all political appointees on the day he was sworn in. I think there's some veracity.
Validity,
some, yeah, yeah, some veracity, some validity in that. We'll be right back.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Don't let the rain come down. Oh, no, don't let the rain come down.
know, even the recording sounds old.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Copied off of vinyl.
Hey, that sounds like... Oh, yes, my roots got a hole. Okay, got it. It sounds like...
It's a tribute to the KCNR Green Room.
God, you know, these guys are really good at fixing things. And for some reason, this is just kicking their butt. I mean, really. And they just had a bunch of guys come in here because they're getting ready to put in the sprinklers. I mean, Nathan's doing all types of great work here and all that. But this is just... I mean, I got three guys standing there and they're looking at it and they're going... You know, okay, this is what we're going to do. This, you know, I said, why don't you get that spray stuff where the guy can, you know, can cut the bottom of his boat out?
Yeah, like it's spray that scene stuff. On TV. As go down to the scene on TV store.
Just spray around up there. Come on, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. You know what? I want to start them off in here because I just like those people, Martin and Pam. They've been voted best in the North State, and I tell you what, they are great people. And you know what? They're Dave Ramsey types of people. Oh, I've been listening to Dave Ramsey for years. And I'm thinking, yeah, because they are. You know, they got a beautiful place. And, you know, you can't find a better place. If you're going to, if you thought to yourself you got a man cave, you don't have a man cave. You've seen Martin's man cave.
Oh,
I mean, that's a man cave, including one of these antique slot machines. You know, one of those. You know, the old dime machine. And those are very rare, the dime machine.
The metal case.
They were very rare at one point. Anyway, great, great people out there. But he does super work on your HVAC systems, not just that.
Speaking of air conditioning.
Speaking of air conditioning, I tell you what, it's going to start. It's going to kick in. I keep saying that. And it will. And you need somebody that's going to take care of that air conditioner. Make sure it's working. And that's Martin. Alliance Heating Air, 221-2642. Or check out his website at homecomfort.org. You're not going to find a better place in town to fix your systems. Hey, this weekend, Vaxxed is coming in. Now, Vaxxed is from cover up to catastrophe. It was a documentary about vaccines and the impacts that it has. And the movie producer herself is seeking individuals to give their vaccine impact statement. It's going to be this Saturday at Orchard Nutrition Center in the parking lot from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they're seeking only vaccine-injured youth and teens for testimonies this Saturday. And you need to give Lori a call at 247-3925, or you can stop down there in the Orchard Nutrition parking lot. You know where that's in Orchard Nutrition is in the
Cypress Square,
you know, shopping center down there, between 11 and 3. And they're going to talk to you about it. I think they're going to be talking and maybe even filming. So who knows? Anyway, so, okay, have we, you know, Comey. Okay, I've had it with this because I can't tell what's true or not
I think it's very clear. They have been looking at trying to get something on President Trump and the connection to Russia for almost a year now. I mean, they started way before he was an actual official. I mean, from the time he was a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been like looking for a long, long time. And everyone from all of the senators from California to everyone who's been asked who would love to say yes. The question is there anything there? And the answer is no, a vehement, absolute no. There is no evidence. So they can keep digging and they can keep looking. Or perhaps they can spend America's taxpayer money on something of value to the American taxpayer instead of all this nonsense.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too,
I'm done with it.
You know what? But see, you know what? This is turnaround is fair play in their eyes. Because what, you know, what the Republicans did to Hillary on the Russians and everything for, you know, for four years.
Wait a minute. The Republicans didn't do that. Her own people did that. DNC.
I'm talking about the Burundi and everything else. They had to do with anything. They had her in there, and they just kept going for it, right?
But that was
not
because
Burundi.
Because
that's
there
not Burundi.
Was
it was.
I lose track of these.
It doesn't. No, but it's totally Burundi. Different story. They had evidence. Something happened. She had a server that was offline. There was evidence. There was something there.
That's true. That's
There's
true.
Nothing there.
I'm
with
just telling
Trump.
You is that they're trying to do anything.
Well, they're trying to make up a story. They already had one with Hillary. They beat it to death, but they did have a story. And she should have gone to jail because she did commit crimes. They had all that. They just didn't do anything with it. But they wasted a sincere amount of time beating it to death without doing anything with it. Are you done?
I must be.
Are you?
I stopped talking. Hey, two things I haven't had a chance to talk to you about since it happened. The citizens that were angry in Reading about, not because Barry Tippin was hired, although there are people that are angry about that.
I was going to say, there's
a lot of people that, they're saying is that, well, you know what, we needed new ideas, blah, 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 and he's been here for so long. You know what, I want Barry Tippin to do well because, you know what, right now, you know, not right now, but he is a city manager. He does know where all the dogs are buried, and he should have a good idea of what everybody's capability is that works for him. And so he should be able to come up with some really good ideas and ways to move forward and goals for his directors, all of his different departments' directors. He should be able to give them, there's your goals, or I want your goals, and I'm going to fix them for you. The fact that our city council hired a guy at $210,000 a year, which they're going to raise in 6 months, tells me that maybe they don't have an idea of what needs to be done to help Reading.
You pointed out yesterday in a postbook or a Facebook posting that he didn't have any goals given to him by the city council. I've hired in several of those instances, county administrative officers, city managers, those kind of things. And that is certainly, to me, in my mind, the duty of the elected body to lay forth these, and you do that on a regular basis. These are our expectations, and then that's how you grade them moving forward, how have they lived up to the goals and objectives of the community.
And they can be broad, or they can be very specific. But then it gives him something to aim at, because if he just comes out with something, you know, out of what he believes it is, and he comes up in front of five people who can't agree with any about too much, and then three of them say, yeah, that's a good idea, and two of them say, no, that's a bad idea, or three of them say it's a bad idea, and no, it's a good idea. I mean, see, there's got to be some base. There's got to be a base he can work from, and our city council did not do that.
That's unfortunate. I am unfamiliar with the recall effort, only to the extent that I heard yesterday that. Yeah. Two of the city councilmen were served with recall papers.
City council people, Francie Sullivan and Kristen Schrader. And there's going to be blowback on that.
Well, I don't do the politically correct pronunciation.
You're trying to recall the two women, you know, women, opposed to
two city councilmen.
Well, and I tell you what, they've got to get 6,500 signatures.
Oh, it's a bunch.
For each one.
Yeah.
You know? And if you get that, then that goes on. Yeah, but it comes out to 6,500.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
So if they can get 6,500 signatures, they're going to run with that. Okay. Hey, look, before we have to take a break, I want to talk to Lori. Lori, good morning. This is more about the vaxxed that I was talking about.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that, Trish and Bob and Carl. The latest addition has been they're inviting those that have testimony of not vaccinating their children and how they are robust, vibrant, and healthy, and not suffering with the autism, ADHD, asthma, allergies, eczema, seizures, diabetes, SIDS, death, and all the rest. So that's something new that they're...
So it's not only people that have had problems because they had been vaccinated, but people who never had problems and they had not vaccinated. I'm not sure how scientific that is. How about if you had a family that inoculated one but not the other?
We have them. I already have a mom that's signed up to give testimony that she vaccinated her firstborn child, saw the damage, an autistic situation, which, you know, financially crushes most families, if not the relationship, because of all the care an individual needs with that. And that's just if they have only autistic or on the spectrum disorder. Many of these kids have other issues with their gut and whatnot. So there's this mom here locally, and they've been around everywhere, and she's pregnant. So she's, you know, obviously concerned about going back to the vaccine realm because there's sometimes 50, 60 adjuvants, which means ingredients in the vaccine. So it's not just saline and one virus. It's, you know, mercury and aluminum, and there's never, ever been a safety study on that, yet they keep putting that in. So I know you're short on time. I don't want to take up much.
Okay, that's going to be this Saturday. It's going to
this Saturday.
This Saturday, it's going to be at Orchard Nutrition out in the parking lot. They're going to have the van there, or the bus or the caravan. The producers are going to be there, and they're looking for people with stories.
Absolutely, if they want to. Or they can just meet Polly and Dr. Susan Humphreys, or get any of the films, the DVDs, or any of the vax shirts and other promotional items to just put the word out that we need to investigate, ask if there is risk. There must be choice and not be forced vaccinated, which is what's looking like what's going to start happening. So,
okay.
So thanks very much.
Well, no, we are being forced to vaccinate, aren't we?
It's very close. Right now they took away philosophical and religious personal belief. And
I thought every child, whether they're in a charter school or a private school or anything, had to be vaccinated.
That's the way it was for yeah. many, many years. I think there's been a lot of exceptions to that over the last few years.
But they've taken away the exceptions, though. So.
No, there's still the medical exemption, which is hard to get, but there are genetic saliva tests and whatnot, or hair tests, whatever it is. A lot of parents are going homeschooling and trying their hardest to avoid that condition.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Carl.
You bet. Thank you. You know, this, I've heard something, you know, this is another one of those things that you get to kind of make up your mind.
I think that there's been studies on both sides, and certainly the study that I read about the connection to autism seemed to pretty much debunk most of the evidence that had been presented. Yeah. And certainly things like polio and smallpox and those things, I'm thinking I don't want to live in a world where those come back.
No, I agree with that. The one thing that people are saying is the one vaccination where they put the measles, mumps, and something,
diphtheria, all together,
as they say, that's the one. If it was done individually, they wouldn't have a problem.
I think
there's cocktails out there. You know, when we had the Gulf War syndrome. They couldn't tell what it was. I was out there for that whole time. I mean, I was driving through oil and you're drinking water from strange places and all this. I can't help but think there's a cocktail that somehow, plus with the inoculations they give you, that some people are just susceptible to things. And when you put all that together, boom, you've had it. You're sick. You're really sick. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what? When I walked out last night, I had a firearm that I'd bought at Bastiani Arms, because I trust Bastiani Arms, because they have the finest firearms. They have all the accessories. They have great CCW classes taught by Seth Stokes. They have the finest customer service in the world. They are the one place I buy my guns and I go to when I have questions. They have the answers. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. Veterans get discounts. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages, and we're going to have a fundraiser for the state of Jefferson. The people are here to talk about it.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. In the studios of downtown Reading, in the heart of Reading, in
the very opulent, core and heart, and
the
soul
of the
city.
Opulent offices of KCNR 1460. Hey, we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. Hello, Lori. Hello, Rick. They're over in Spain or – no, they're in Scotland now. Really good friends of ours. Turns out that his relatives, one of them was Longshanks, John the Longshanks or something like that. If you remember from Braveheart, the guy that gutted – the gutted Braveheart, William Wallace. And so when I heard that, I said, I can't believe this. Your relative killed Braveheart. And then they find out he's also a relative of Robert the Bruce, who was on the other side. I said, I'm so confused here. How can you be, both sides, one that killed Braveheart, the other one that supported Braveheart. No wonder the Scots are having a problem.
Yeah, those people got around a lot.
Oh, man. That must have been a small gene pool back there. I'm sorry, kind of like Anderson. Just kidding. We're here with Jan Hanks, who is here to talk about a fundraiser you guys got going. What's it about, Jan?
It's a fundraising dinner to show your support for fair representation, the state of Jefferson. It's Shasta and Tehama counties. We're working together on this. It's June 17th. The doors open at 5 p.m., and we'll be serving a chicken and tri-tip dinner by Applejack's out of Anderson. He's the caterer.
Okay.
We'll be serving dinner at 6:30. It's at the VFW Hall in Anderson. That's on 3210 West Center Street.
That's a great place. That's a great place for a party.
It
is, man.
They have been great to work with.
VFW guys are good.
They're good.
Guys. Hey, you know what? We're in there. So, this is going to be, of course, Jefferson, State of Jefferson just filed suit against the state of California for fair representation and saying is that the way it is now is not fair. We are totally
unrepresented
up here. Not unrepresented because we have Brian Daly. And Brian fights the good fight, but Brian's one person, and he was just on the show last Monday, and he talked about it, he works and gets some things in there because he's working with the other side. He says you can't go down there and just call them a bunch of jerks because when you do, they just look at, hey, by the way, can you do something about our biomass here, and save 1,500 jobs? Well, if they don't like you, even if it's good because, they're small people, and they will vote no. So he works with them. He brings them out here. He brought out the whole Black Caucus up to Tahoe and showed them all the things, about the trees and the lumber and how this would work. Anyway, he got the language put into the bill, that the Democrats control that said, yeah, okay, we're going to give money for this biomass so that you could keep these biomass generators going. Wheelabrator and others, 1,500 jobs because of taking somebody for a trip and working with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Brian's doing a good job.
Daly is doing a good job. And you know what? And he hires veterans, which is some people don't do that at the higher levels. They don't hire veterans. And that's – which I find very – I find that very interesting, why you can't find a veteran to work for you when you're in government, you know?
Well, Brian's with the Assembly.
Yeah.
And the Assembly is based on population. It's the Senate that I have an issue with. The Senate is more geography.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just looking at the national level, right, Wyoming gets two senators for how many people?
Four.
California.
Half of the people in Wyoming are senators.
Yeah.
In North Dakota, 100% of the people in North Dakota are senators.
Well, California has, what, 40 million people, and they get two senators. And that's to balance out.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's fair.
And California has lost that balance because our Senate is based on population.
Right. So our Senate is. So we need to do something, and this is what the suit says, is that you need to make this a little more equal. So redo your Senate. You're looking to get, every county have a senator or something like that?
That would follow the national, the way it is nationally with the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Yeah, leave the House or leave the Assembly the way it is, but give us senators up here. At least we could balance.
Well, I'm confused because the Senate is not based on population. The Senate is based on United States Senate is based on two senators per state.
Right.
Not based on population.
The California Senate is based on population.
But the California Senate. So you're not looking to put us like the federal government. You're looking to put us like the rest of the other states.
Does every state have more? I mean, I'm talking about the state Senate. Are people represented by the number of people in their – I mean, you're saying that – and for the national level, we only get two. But what y'all are looking for is changing – the number of senators in the Senate of California based on.
What if we had one senator per every county, for starters?
Oh, I know. That's been brought up. So you'd have 53 senators?
58.
58 senators.
We would have 10 senators instead of one.
To
represent the North State.
Yeah.
Los Angeles has, what, between 10 and 15 because parts of the county? So we're outnumbered.
Well, yeah, we always have been. There has to be something that's a little more reasonable.
Yeah, the representation issue has always been
That's wrong. It's wrong the way it is.
It's a good argument going forward, and I like the end result. The fact of the matter is there's too many differences between Northern California and Southern California. The state is too big to manage. We've known that for years. What works in Los Angeles County can't possibly work in Hayfork. It can't happen. Delivery of senior meals, transportation issues, anything you're talking about, absolutely, it's like comparing apples and oranges. And so any rules that they make, and then because they control what the rules are, they don't fit us up here.
The one size fits all is not a solution.
It doesn't work.
It works down there. So let them do it down there, and let us have 12 senators. Now, what will 12 senators do? Because you base it on every county. So a county, even if it's got 2 million people in it, 3 million, 4 million in it, and we have a county with 190,000. We each have a senator.
Just like Wyoming and California.
I like it. At least in, but you're still going to have 58 senators, so you're going to have to put together some kind of, what you try to do is keep them from getting the two-thirds, right?
Our solution is the state of Jefferson, but you can't sue for that. Right. So we are suing for lack of representation.
Okay. Now, and so there's going to be a fundraising dinner. It's going to be a week from Saturday, June 17th, Shasta and Tehama County's fundraising dinner. It starts at 5 p.m. Doors open at 5, dinner served at 6:30. It's going to be at the VFW Hall on West Center Street there in Anderson. $30 per person, $50 per couple, raffles, dessert auction, gun auction or gun raffles. Gun auctions. Oh, so you can buy guns to an auction.
Chris Kellstrom has some fun ideas on how he's planning to
now,
do that.
Now, you can get your tickets today by giving Jan a call at 945-0673 or Patty, a call at 833-0265.
Actually, Carl, I am out of tickets. When I set this up with you last week, it was looking like we would have...
So there's no tickets left?
Patty has some tickets.
We'll call Patty then. Well,
she's in Red Bluff, but we'll work something out with you. She
but
has
if they
a few
call
tickets,
you,
though.
you'll find them tickets.
I will try, but we
so
are running out of
call
tickets.
You. Okay.
Please
they
call
be,
me. You
so
bet.
They need to get calling because it's getting ready to sell out. It's a good cause. So we
how many people are you going to have there?
300.
So you can get 300 in there, and they're going to sell this out for 300. Got it.
We have some wonderful prizes.
Well, quickly, just say what they are because we got a break.
Here's my favorite, the Sacramento River House, two nights, $300 a night. It's on the river, has a golf driving range, a boat launch, shaded yard, sleeps 8 to 9.
So you're,
that was
so
donated
people,
to us.
So people are going to, that's going to be part of an auction, right?
Auction
so
or
they can
a
bid
raffle.
On that. Okay. All right. There's going to be a lot of things there. Guns, I'm sure fishing trips and all types of things.
Fishing
but the big
trips.
Thing is that this goes to the legal fund to pay the legal expenses for this lawsuit. And Mark Beard's going to be on at 8 o'clock to talk about all that stuff because we do like once a month, once every 6 weeks, we try to do a catch-up on everything that's
find
going
out what
on.
The status but, of
yeah,
it.
Find out the status of everything.
Well, because a lot of times people think it's not still active, and it is very, very active and still involved in moving through the process.
Okay. Jan Hanks.
State Thanks
of Jefferson.
So much.
Thank you. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, right?
Right.
You go there?
I do.
Do they? What kind of stuff they have? They have stuff from like lingerie to
pretty much
everything.
If you're looking for gifts or just that something special item that you need to complete an outfit for something special, tops, you name it. You can just always, it's a great little browse store.
Well,
always find something you can't live without.
Well, I'm not saying that Linda was in a depressed mood when Mr. Obama won the last time. She was just laying in bed for, you know, a month. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But she goes, wow, I don't know why, but that really bothers me. So I went down to Dandelion, went in, got her a Brighton bag. You'd be surprised how that just Brighton bag brightened up her day, especially since it matched the interior of her car.
There you
know,
go.
It wasn't easy doing that, but hey. But Dandelion Boutique, great people. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600 Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, a veteran. It's a veteran-owned business. He's been in the business for a couple of decades. If anybody can fix your windshield, it's Jeff Wurst. And why do I say that? It's because it's true. The fact is if you have a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst is the guy to go to. He'll fix it. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you. So, you know what? When you get honesty like that, he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield. It's got to be 9 years ago, and you still can't see it. I mean, it's never gotten any bigger. It's perfect. And that, again, is Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Now, let's go to the phones. Howard. Howard, you're on. You're live. Hello, Howard.
Yes.
You're on, Howard. You're live.
Yes. Let me turn my radio off.
Okay.
There we go. Yes, I'm calling on an issue that I'm trying to help I'm trying to help Mike McHugh, who's a District 1 planning on the Planning Commission over in Trinity County, and I have property up there, but that's beside the point. The issue deals with a ridge that runs down Trinity Lake from Trinity Center, and that ridge is called Barman Ridge, and there is a section up in there, a piece of property, a large piece of property, owned by many people, I'm saying 400 or 500 acres, that has an illegal pot grow. And the reason I'm bringing this subject up is I'm still thinking of that farmer that got $2.8 million fine for just plowing a field, and here we've got, now why is this illegal? It's illegal because the whole Trinity Lake is declared, not just the water, but the property around it, a national recreation area. So it's federal government. And that's why we're trying to do something about it.
Well, who have you called?
Anyway,
who have you called on this, Howard, besides
what?
Us? Who have you called to say, hey, you got an illegal pot grow up there that's polluting the lake?
I haven't called anybody yet. I'm calling just to get, I'm helping Mike because we had a meeting up there, and he's got some suggestions as a planning commission guy, because nothing's being done by the state, and nothing's going to be done by the county sheriff's department. But, for example, on the ridge in this large area, there's no required legal dwelling, you know, like a house that's been permitted by the county. There's no EPA. There's no proven water supplies to any of these places. And it's all in the National Recreation Area. They've taken large pieces of ground on different properties, and they've cut down all the trees, and they didn't even get a Cal Fire permit. You cut down more than so many trees, you got to get a permit from the state.
You know what I would do is I would call Doug LaMoffa's office here in town and say...
Well, I plan to do that.
Okay.
But people can do something if they so desire. If they were to go to Mike's website,
okay,
he can provide them with, because they've got complaint forms at Trinity County. you can get an online complaint form by getting going on trinitycounty.org and going to the planning department. You can get a paper form.
So what you're saying is you want people to go on there and start filling these, start complaining about it.
You've got to realize that this is on steep ground, and all of this, in the winter with the rains and everything, all of this stuff runs into Trinity Lake.
Right, and they're growing marijuana, and they're using maybe illegal pesticides and fertilizers and all stuff.
Whatever they do. And it's going into Trinity Lake. Well, where does Trinity Lake go? It comes over to Sacramento and on down.
Well, besides having people call in and or go to that website and complain, first thing I'd have him do, too, and you do, is call LaMoffa's office here in town, talk to Aaron or one of those people, and say, hey, look, this is going on, and if this is federal land, and it's polluting the lake up there. I mean, that's important.
This isn't just the first year. It's been going on for a number of years,
right.
But it's getting worse and worse.
Okay.
And it's interesting to find that these AP numbers on some of these parcels up there, are places like Virginia, North Carolina, Texas. In other words, the people that own the property and pay the property taxes, they're not even...
No, they're growing marijuana.
Sure, that's the whole purpose.
That's the whole purpose, yeah. No.
So do you want me to give out Mike's...
Yeah, give Mike's... Give Mike
email and phone number, too?
Please do.
Sure, do that.
Okay, Mike McHugh, M-C-H, capital H-U-G-H. He's a District 1 Planning Commissioner... I mean, on the Planning Commission, and his website is mjm@tangella.com, and his phone number over there is 266-3568, and he can provide you with more adequate information and all of that. And I do plan to call Doug LaMoffa, but, I think, and I was even trying to figure out how I could get something to the U.S. Attorney General.
I would just call the Attorney General's office down in Sacramento. I'm sure they've got people down there. I would also call the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and U.S. Forest Service. Call all of them and say, look, you've got this going on. Because they got a lot of money to go out after things like that, and they get good press for that. They don't mind going after them in federal land. Okay, Howard.
Yeah, because it's federal land, and I just wanted to get the public knowing that's going on.
It's just,
out there.
It's terrible when you see that. I mean, years ago when all this stuff started breaking and everybody started growing, I went up to Hay Fork and talked to people. It was pathetic. They were being surrounded by marijuana grows. They were scared. They were, gunshots going off, dogs, lights, and they were just, they were trapped. They were trapped there. And I don't think it's changed.
This particular piece of property, large piece of property, is in a national recreation area. So it's not just private land out somewhere.
Yeah. So they shouldn't even have it. Shouldn't be growing anything. Okay. Thanks a lot, Howard.
Okay.
Thanks,
well,
Howard.
Thank
thanks for calling.
Thank you for listening.
You bet. Okay. But when people are doing that.
Well, Trinity County, my goodness, everybody's growing. There isn't hardly, you can't go 2 or 3 miles that you don't run into marijuana someplace out in the Heatherlands out there. But on National Recreation Land, they should be controlling it.
Can there be terrorists in Shasta County? I'm talking
can
about.
There? Sure.
Here's the question is, if terrorists, they're into these lone wolf acts now. I mean, this is the big thing, or they'll get 2 or 3 of them together. And the other thing is terrorism kind of losing its panache or whatever you want to call that? Because there's so many acts, so many things happening. Does it still, 9/11 started. Oh, my gosh. And then, but you look at all the attacks around the world that you hear about, London, Manchester, Paris. Even Paris, when he went into that the press office.
Charlie Hebdo.
Hebdo. Yeah. I mean, that was big. But then you had others after that. And it just seems like...
Do you think people are starting to just take them for granted and not be upset by them because they're so commonplace?
I'm starting to see that.
Gosh, and I don't know how they can do that because for me, each and every one of them just is, it points to, I can't understand why the people are not more angry than they are. I don't see why they're not demanding that we do things such as been suggested by our president to control who comes
into our
country.
Comes into our country, both along the border of Mexico and coming in on visas and stuff.
We see what's happened to France, and we're going to continue to do the same thing until we're right where they are, and we're close. Because there's no question in my mind that we have pockets throughout the United States in every state.
We have a pocket that are mutilating young girls, mutilating their genitals, mm-hmm. right here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Doctors performing that. And they said mm-hmm. well over 100 young girls on this.
Yes.
And just the whole thought is, how can that be happening here? How can that be happening in our country? That's against the law. And, I mean, that kind of stuff. And yet there are doctors doing it openly, and then when they find out about it, everybody's shocked.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Hey, we got to take a break. We come. I think Mark Baird's going to be calling us. He should be calling us after 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about an update on the state of Jefferson, the new lawsuit, and catch up on that. And then you and I've got more time to talk about other things that are happening in our area up here.
Okay.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark. 57 degrees, going up to 72 today. It looks like rain the whole day.
News brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In Senate testimony on Capitol Hill this morning, former FBI Director James Comey said he was confused and concerned about the Trump administration's explanations for his firing a month ago. As a result, he said the administration defamed him and the FBI.
By saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies, plain and simple.
Comey testified that President Trump had repeatedly told him he was doing a great job. The former director also confirmed publicly this morning that the president was not under investigation in the Russia interference probe, a statement immediately seized upon by the Republican National Committee, which said the president was right. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Now with more news, here's Bob Agnew.
Thank you, Greg. Egypt is condemning the Islamic State-inspired attacks on Iran's parliament and a shrine to its revolutionary leader in what it calls the strongest terms. Egypt's foreign ministry offered its condolences to the families of those killed in yesterday's twin attacks and called on the international community to intensify its efforts to fight terrorism. Correspondent Norman Hall, meanwhile, reports President Trump is offering to broker a resolution in the Persian Gulf diplomatic crisis between Qatar and its neighbors.
A day after tweeting that the tiny gas-rich nation of Qatar was suspected by its neighbors of terrorist financing, the White House says the president has suggested a possible White House summit with Gulf leaders to end a regional crisis. The president spoke by phone with Qatar's ruling emir. There's been no sign of a shift in U.S. military relations. Some 10,000 U.S. troops are based in Qatar.
A new report finds that evening rush hour cancellations and delays on New York's Long Island Railroad have reached their highest level in 10 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet. And she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned. Like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry says America and China have extraordinary opportunities to work together on clean energy projects.
Perry's comments come amid global criticism of President Trump's decision last week to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. In a meeting with China's vice premier on the sidelines of a clean energy conference in Beijing, Perry cited liquefied natural gas, nuclear energy, and carbon capture as areas where the two countries can cooperate.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Hyundai recalling some 600,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix hood latch and parking brake warning light problems. The largest recall covers more than 437 Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport SUVs between the 2013 to 2017 model years, a cable for the secondary hood latch can corrode and fail to latch, and that could allow that hood to fly up if the primary latch is not properly secured. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The end of an era in college football. Bob Stoops has remained the longest tenured active head football coach, but no longer, according to this report from correspondent Andrew Stewart.
Stoops has retired after 18 seasons with Oklahoma. Stoops ends his tenure with a 190-48 record with the Sooners, winning 10 Big 12 titles and the year 2000 national championship. The 56-year-old says the time is right to step down, but adds health had nothing to do with his decision. The Sooners moved quickly to name a replacement, team offensive coordinator Lincoln Riley.
As correspondent Andrew Stewart, the 33-year-old Riley becomes the youngest head coach in the Bowl subdivision. Members of the Nordstrom family, including co-presidents Blake, Peter, and Eric Nordstrom, are considering making an offer to buy out the 70% of the department store's stock they don't already own, and the news put the stock on a higher track this morning before the opening bell. More from townhall.com.
3, 2, 1, it's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Two nights. Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live and in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world-famous men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Now, ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Hunks are better. Hunks the Show. Hunks are better. Friday and Saturday, June 9th and 10th. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Tonight, Thursday Girls here, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com right here in the studios of KCNR1460, right in the middle of Reading.
57 degrees as we speak. Going to be 72 today, low of 56, and chance of showers all day. About a 50% chance, according to this. Or no, 80% chance. Yes, it's going to rain.
It's raining right now.
And tonight, a 50% chance. On Friday, we're looking for a slight chance of showers, high of 76 and a low of 53. Saturday, 40% chance of showers, 72 degrees, a low of 56. Looks like we're going to get a fair amount of rain and a chance of showers all through the weekend. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It has a watch repairman that Linda dropped off like four watches to the other day. The only one in town. They've got a full selection of everything. Estate jewelry is their specialty. Plus, they can design and build jewelry. They're the only gemologist around here, too. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. Outstanding place to go to. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Hey, you know, we're catching up on all the things. We had the State of Jefferson is having their fundraiser here.
Yes.
But now we've got one of the leaders of the State of Jefferson and one of the guys, if anybody's going to know about what's happening with the State of Jefferson, it's Mark Baird. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Carl. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, thank you.
I'm here with Trish Clark, and we already had Jan Hanks on talking about the fundraiser you've got here on the 17th. The big news, of course, is the fact that the lawsuit that was served, and served to, Governor Brown. Did he take it himself, or did he send somebody?
Well, we served Alex Padilla, and then on the 31st, we had a rally in Sacramento, and it was really, really wonderful, by the way, or between 600 and 700 people, and all the people after the yapping and yammering and speech-making was over, all of the people went into the building, and we had a bound presentation for Governor Brown, a courtesy notice, if you will. It contained a copy of the complaint. It contained a letter explaining why we need to sue the state of California and what it is we hope to achieve out of that lawsuit. And also, there was someone really did a great thing. Governor Brown claims he doesn't know anything about the state of Jefferson, so someone framed an 8x10 picture of the Stony Ford Rodeo last year or the year before, where a young lady was riding past Governor Brown with a state of Jefferson flag, and he's in the picture staring at the flag, and so we were going to present that to him. We had an appointment. They were expecting us. We went to the governor's area where you enter his offices, and the CHP officer who was in charge of the security detail knew we were coming. He knew who we were. He went in and out of there two or three times, and then he came out and said, well, I don't know how to tell you this, but the governor says, or the governor's staff, he didn't specify, said that no one is available to take your information because they're doing some really important stuff in there today.
Ooh.
And I said, so let me understand this. You don't have a low-level secretary or some hack that can walk out here for 2 seconds, grab an envelope, and walk straight back in because they're doing important stuff? And he kind of had an embarrassed look on his face, and he said, well, what I can do is take you around to the governor's mailroom, and they'll take it there. So we went to the governor's mailroom, and there is a kind of a little broom closet with a little basket sitting on a folding chair, and you drop your information in there, and then you leave. And later someone comes out and picks it up and takes it probably to the wastebasket, but we don't know. So the governor of our state can't even be bothered to send a secretary out for 2 seconds to take some information that 700 people want him to see.
It's an acknowledgement that of what's going on, and he's just not going to acknowledge it. That's why he says, I've never heard of Steve Jefferson or whatever he says, because that's not true. You know he's heard. I mean, how can you not hear about it? So, it's been going on since 1940. I mean, since the, 1930s? I mean, how could you not know about it?
Well, yeah, and efforts to split the state have been going on since 1850.
Yeah, I mean, probably his father was probably involved in it.
Sure, sure he was.
Anyway, okay, so I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. Early, and then you can come back and fill us in on everything that's happening with the lawsuit, what exactly is going on with that, and then a quick update on State of Jefferson efforts and other things that are going on, okay?
Okay, I'd be glad to.
You bet. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. Eureka and Court Street. I was just in there yesterday, you know, getting that buff look again, and really I was getting my nails done. No, I was getting my buff.
That's okay. Some guys do that, too.
Because they have it all there. That's why it's a sports club. They have the Boheme Spa. They've got an indoor saltwater pool. They've got just great machines. The place is immaculate, I tell you what. And then Rich Novelli, I sit down and talk with Rich. And here's somebody that cares about our community and helping people, veterans, all of us. He is totally dedicated to this community. His family lives here. His brothers live here. His sisters live here. Everybody in the family. They are Reading people, and he has just a wonderful place for you to exercise. And they have different levels of membership, but you're not going to be sorry for going down there. Corner of Eureka and Court Street, or give them a call, 768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark Beard.
Did Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
And now, back to our show.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the sun. Each morning at dawning, birdies singing. A sun-kissed mist said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California.
Here I go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. California.
God, I love the internet.
Yeah, California, here I go. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You're not going to find better instruction, concealed carry, tactical carbine, advanced pistol, any of those. Nothing better than Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. This is his business. He teaches in 27 different counties. 27 different counties. Every one of his instructors is an NRA instructor with extra training, additional training, to make sure that you have the finest class on concealed carry. 12 hours, which is the law here in Shasta County. And trust me, you're going to get 8 hours of very, very good instruction in a classroom, and then 4 hours of outstanding instruction with the pistol, whether it's revolver or a semi-automatic. All of this, Northern Firearms Instruction. 999-1822 is the phone number, 530, or you can register online at readingccw.com. Okay, I'm here with Trish Clark, and Trish and I are Trish is just, you know what, Trish, we love you.
Oh, thank you.
No, we really do. I mean, you're just...
I just love doing the show. It's
well,
fun.
Yeah, but I mean, we just like you so much. I just want to say that to everybody. Hey, we got Mark Baird on the show, and he's going to talk about the lawsuit
that the state of Jefferson had filed, and what is the end result of what the lawsuit, if you prevail, what is the end result there, Mark?
Well, we're hoping, you know, of course, no one knows what the remedy will be, because the remedy will be up to the court and up to the plaintiffs and the defendants to settle that once the case has come to completion. But what we hope it will mean is a dramatic expansion in representation in the state of California, so that every county has some in both houses. And obviously that solution, the state of California will find that solution so untenable that we hope, at least the plaintiffs from the state of Jefferson, hope it will lead us to a path to statehood. Now, we don't know what that result will bring. We're not challenging the one man, one vote, because we think that would be a different lawsuit. So what we're trying to do is simply expand representation so that each and every county at least has some, and see where that leads us. I know that James Gallagher's bill, I just finished listening to his news conference, and I know his bill hopes to do reshuffle the deck, and we won't have more representation. It'll just be in a different spot than it was before.
Now, this was Gallagher. Now, people may not know this, but Representative James, or Assemblyman James Gallagher, has come up with an idea, and Brian Daly's kind of bought in on this one too, I believe, is that you restructure California into, what, six districts?
Yeah, I think it's six or eight. Yeah.
Six or eight districts. And what does that mean, though? I mean, does that mean that each one has an equal vote?
Well, it doesn't mean anything, really, because we'll still have 40 senators and we'll still have only 80 assemblymen. So even though San Francisco might be lumped in with the North State, or San Diego might be lumped in with Los Angeles, the end result is nothing, because one senator still would represent 1 million people, and an assemblyman would still represent 500,000 people. You know, while we don't want to say, in other words, one thing conservatives do better than anything else is stand around and shoot each other in the foot.
We eat our young.
Yeah, we do. And so, you know, we're glad that someone in the legislature finally woke up. And by the way, they woke up a couple of days after the rally in Sacramento and about 3 weeks after the lawsuit was filed. But, and a lot of their talking points are our talking points. You know, the city of Los Angeles has the vast majority of representation. They have probably a quarter of the representation in the assembly alone in one county, and they have a third of the representation in the California Senate alone in one county. And we're saying that that's unconstitutional, and it's an unacceptable dilution of vote and lack of representation. So although James is saying the same things we're saying, his bill doesn't take the same approach we're taking. But we do think that his bill may strengthen our lawsuit in court, because it's evidence that California legislators are seeing the same disparity in representation that we're seeing, and we're simply choosing a constitutional remedy, where James's bill, according to the latest wisdom from the Supreme Court, is choosing an unconstitutional remedy. So we'll see what happens, but perhaps our lawsuit will help his bill gain some traction, and perhaps his bill will help our lawsuit gain some traction. So those aren't bad things, and they're not mutually exclusive. We just don't agree on the remedy.
Okay.
Mark, we've got someone on the line who'd like to weigh in, wants to make a comment.
Okay.
We're going to go to Gary online. Gary?
Hello.
You're live. You're ready to go.
Okay.
You're on.
Gary, you're on.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Mark, this is not to impugn you or our movement, and I say our because I'm part of it. But Sacramento stubbed us a week ago because they can. And they know they can, because the sheeple will gnash their teeth, shout, demonstrate, and in a couple days, they forget about it, because they have no skin in the game. Now, Mark, I know you have skin in the game because of what's happened with, and what is happening with the water in Siskiyou, and you have put yourself out there. And a few people have done also in different ways. But if you look around and compare it to what has happened with the revolution or to make politicians listen. It's not there, and they know it. They don't care because they know the populace is too comfortable to really do anything as long as they have their 100 channels, their beer, and a pizza. They're fine, and they know it, and they will continue to keep doing what they're doing and snubbing us and other things until we decide to make it consequential for them. And John Q. Public does not have the backbone to do that. So thank you very much for your efforts, and thanks for being on so much, and you're very informative, but I'll sign off. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary, for your comments. And I will just jump in 1 minute and say, you know, he is right, and I'm not exactly sure. I share his frustration. I'm not exactly sure how we get John Doe out there to actually get involved and try to make a difference in their own lives.
Well, Trish, that's one reason why we went to court. I mean, it became obvious to us early in the game that the legislature was not going to help us. That's patently clear after hundreds of thousands of emails and phone calls and personal visits and so on. And so that's why we chose court as a remedy. You know, there are a couple of ways to do things. You do things legislatively. If that fails, you do things judicially. And the third method is your right to revolution, and that's codified in the Declaration of Independence. Well, you know, the Jefferson effort, we demand that be legal, moral, and ethical, or I won't have any part of it. So our remedy is going to be sought in court because we do recognize that the vast majority of the people are still asleep or don't care. The legislature doesn't care. And the people being affected are the ones that are really suffering the most harm. So that's why we chose court. And the great part about court is no one can stop us.
Yeah, it has to go forward.
The legislature cannot stop a court case. The Democratic Party cannot stop a court case. The only people that can stop the court case are the plaintiffs and the judge. So we're going to press this as far as we possibly can, and we are going to shoot for the biggest expansion in California's representation since 1862, and we hope that leads to statehood. Now, the other plaintiffs are praying for more representation, and they're going to be happy with that, and that's great, because this lawsuit is not about Jefferson. It's about all Californians gaining access, effective access to their representative, and also increasing the size of the legislature so that it can perform its constitutional function, which is to oversee the 570 state agencies and make sure they're not stealing your money and doing something stupid, to oversee the judicial branch, which has 2,500-plus judges, and to make sure the governor obeys his constitutional oath, which, and by the way, he violated Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, yesterday in China when he signed a treaty with a foreign government. I mean, this state is absolutely out of control because the people are no longer in charge, and our lawsuit hopes to correct that.
Hey, Mark, the lawsuit, if it doesn't prevail, I've got comments in here saying it, that should there be a shadow state of Jefferson set up?
Well, I've heard that before. I don't know what good that would do. In other words,
I don't either, but it was an interesting comment.
Yeah, what good is a shadow when it doesn't have a body attached to it? A shadow can't act on its own. It has to have a physical form in order to cause change. So I just don't see what good a shadow does without an arm that will cause change.
Hey, Mark, does the fact, you know, when I see this thing about the single payer healthcare system, anybody with common sense knows that this would just completely destroy the economy here. Is this something that you think that, I mean, is it going to be the fact that the state of California and the legislators we have there and this mindset that they've got will push or will destroy the confidence of most of the people in California so that they will want to change? That it'll be a groundswell of this is just too much and vote people out?
Well, Carl, I mean, one can only hope because the single-payer health care, for example, Senator Lara, I believe that is, from Glendale, Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area,
And that bill was driven by the California Nurses Union, one of the most powerful unions in California, and the Service Employees International Union, the most powerful union in California, and CalPERS and CalSTRS. I mean, so when you look at that, this is the money driving the ship of the people, not the people driving the ship. So once again, if that bill passes, and it's already come out of committee, and I believe it's passed the Senate as well.
It's passed the Senate. They've given it to the Assembly to figure out how to pay for it.
Well, and they've come up with that. They're going to do a 2.5% sales tax increase, and then some other kind of tax.
No, they're talking about, see, the feds have to play along and give them all of the money for Medicaid and Medicare and Medicaid. And then we have to come up with another $200 billion. And you know, at this point, you know, people go, but you know what? When you get to that figure, $200 billion, that is just it. You know, it is so far out there that it would cause. I mean, to me, the idea that you can tax your way into this, you know, to pay for this, and people to literally, I mean, because this is still a free country that they can move out of California.
Two or three businesses promptly did as soon as that happened.
I mean, there's others that we know that, you know, how do you get business to stay here when they're going to be taxed up into the 75% range?
Well, that brings up an interesting point, because the states were intended by the founders, excuse me, to be crucibles of democracy where people vote with their feet. However, some people can't vote with their feet. In other words, some businesses like ours, we can't physically pick our business up and move it. It's a broadcasting business, so we can't move that.
I know what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You do, Carl.
Yeah, you know, but in case people don't know this, is Mark's
you know, there are people who don't have the advantage of being mobile. What do? Do they just wither under the tyranny? You know, that's what this lawsuit is about. It is to create an atmosphere where everyone can benefit from increased representation, and hopefully, if you have effective representation, a guy that's responsible to you and your community, people will begin to wake up and get more involved. The reason people aren't involved is because they don't think their vote counts, and guess what? They're right. So this lawsuit hopes to make people understand that their vote does count, that their representative can be easily and cheaply replaced if he or she does not do a good job. That's the goal of this.
Mark,
representation accountable to the people.
I would say that in fact, your vote does count. If you could get the people to vote, they could make a difference. When you've got half of the eligible voters registered, and then you get a turnout of 20 to 30%, 40% of the registered voters, that's not the people speaking.
Well, no, you're right, Trish. Well, should have said is people feel like their vote doesn't count.
But if they would actually get out and vote, it would.
Let me say this, is that group is now controlling what happens. And so the point is there's got to be a effort. And the effort is to get 75%. You know, out
all
to
of,
vote,
yeah.
And then have them informed, and then of that 75% that you know that are registered, then they come out to vote. Then there's going to be some big changes.
Absolutely,
but until
we could
you
make
can get
a difference
that,
if you can
because
get
you're
that
right.
Voter.
I think Mark, you're right, and Trish is that people are beat down. They think, oh my God, it doesn't make any difference what I do. It's like terrorism. They have gotten so numb to terrorism and to what the state does. When you hear this thing about a single payer health care. Oh, gosh. And then, beer and pizza for breakfast? Anyway, we got to take
it. What if we had a situation where, let's say, I don't know how many people are in the city of Red Bluff, just for example, but let's say there are 10, 20,000 people, and I don't know, but that maybe that's close.
Yeah.
But let's say that the city of Red Bluff could elect a state assemblyman because their district had enough people in it. People would feel like their vote had impact because their representative would have to be directly responsible to them, or they could very cheaply get rid of him.
No, that's true.
That's the point. Suck the money out of the politics and make the representation directly responsible to the people themselves.
All right.
Absolutely.
And then people would vote.
Okay, we got to take a break here. It's 8:33 in the morning. We're here with Mark Baird, one of the leaders of the State of Jefferson, the movement. Plus, he walked us through the lawsuit that they just filed for more representation in the state of California, which – and you know what? Every time I say this, I just make this worse. When I say is
we've got a really good guy down here, but it doesn't make any difference what he says because they're going to do what they want. So I kind of feel like I'm making this worse because I'm telling people, hey, we're screwed. But it's true. So when I've got to figure a way of saying, hey, we're screwed, but we can change this.
That's exactly right.
We'll be right back.
If they'd get involved, they could.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
All the leaves are brown.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I want to rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheaters.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. From the center of town, from the heart of Redding, River City, right here, your town hall of the air. Who else has Barry Tippin on the first day he is? The day he is signing his contract to become city manager. Who else has that?
Yeah.
Who else has Mark Baird, who is leading the charge to split California? And along with thousands of others, literally thousands of others, people will have fairness in representation, fairness in taxing, and all that. I mean, you know, we have a lot of great guests on here. I mean, I really appreciate it. And I appreciate Barry Tippin. He knew what's going to come in. Barry's eyes are wide open, and he knows what's going to happen. He comes on, the question's going to be asked, and all that. He's still rolled in here.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned. Man's Last Stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Super place. Right there on Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Barbershop across from the Subways. Okay. Hey, by the way, Classic Cafe is closing this week.
Is that the saddest thing?
And well, it's not, and I'll tell you why.
They're
not forced to. You know what?
It's just time to retire.
It's time to retire.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I've been down there twice this week. I can't make it down today or Friday, but I was down there twice this week. And, you know, Millie and Kathy, they're crying. But I tell you what, the place is so full.
Yeah. It,
you know what? That they're having to order more. I mean, we get in there. I'm sorry, but we ran out of bacon. But it's coming in. So by the time we got our breakfast, Whitey and I did. But there's so many people coming in to say goodbye. It's like old home week.
Absolutely.
Down there. Great.
Well, they've been just an institution in this community,
super.
And everybody knows them, and we're going to miss them.
We are going to miss
them. Very, very much.
Now they're going to be out there still at the fundraisers and all that. Anyway, hey, Mark Baird is our guest. Mark, who is the leader of the State of Jefferson movement and the instigator of so many things to bring freedom and not liberty, but freedom to our population up here in Northern California. Hey, one of the ways that we're seeing democracy in action, Mark, is there's a recall effort going on for two of our council people. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about that. I don't know upon what grounds, but that is the voice of the people, and we've done it here in Siskiyou County. We had a recall effort against a supervisor, and I think that is the republic in action, because people have to make their elected representatives understand that they are directly accountable to the people, not special interests. Now, whether that effort succeeds or fails, and those recalls are very, very difficult to accomplish, I can tell you that. And in a city the size of Reading, it's going to be a very tough job. But these people need to know that they're accountable to the people, and they will be held accountable when they don't act according to the people's wishes. I think it's demonstrative of what can be done and what should be done when people are actually in touch with their representatives.
And I think it's important to note that whether, again, not taking a position on the validity of the recall effort, I mean, as to the charges or whether they're good or bad, it is evidence that there are enough people who have finally been excited enough about what's happening to do something about it. The ability to actually carry through a recall, as you indicate, is difficult because of the issue I mentioned before, the lack of registered voters. There will be a lot of people who will sign those documents that are not registered. And fortunately, they'll sign them. You put something in front of somebody, they'll sign it. They'll have signatures from all over Shasta County that aren't eligible to sign. There's all kinds of issues to look at.
It's difficult.
The education process, we need to get back to telling people the importance of their vote and somehow convince them that their vote actually could make a difference if enough of them got together on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. And, you know, Thomas Jefferson said, government afraid of its people is democracy, and people afraid of the government is tyranny. Right now we have the one, but
yes,
with efforts like this recall, and once again, I don't know what the charges are, but there must
I haven't read it either. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But
the point is, if these representatives are afraid of the people they are supposed to serve and have sworn to serve, then perhaps they will act more correctly in performance of their duties, and people will feel as though they have an actual impact on the government that was created to serve them. And they will all vote, because you're right. We need for ordinary people to stand up and say, hey, something is wrong with my life. I may not know what it is. I may not know what to do about it, but I'm going to elect someone who can try. And that's what we need here, and that's really what our lawsuit hopes to accomplish.
Yeah.
And lead to a path to statehood if we have our say.
There you
okay.
go.
Mark Baird. Has been involved in this, of course, since the very beginning, along with many of the people from down here, Terry Poposa, Rally Sally, and Jan Hanks.
Yeah. Mark, so what's the next step? What can we look forward to, happening?
Yeah.
What's upcoming?
Well, the state has filed their motion to dismiss, and it's really an incredible argument. I call it the two wrongs make a right argument. They said that we don't have standing to file a court case because... And their logic is, since Californians lack representation, or if Californians don't have adequate representation, it equally harms everybody, and therefore the plaintiffs don't have a cause of action. So what they're admitting is, no, we don't have enough representation, but everybody's getting hosed off. And so, therefore, a specific group of plaintiffs don't have the standing to sue. I think it's one of the laziest arguments I've ever heard. And in addition to that, what they're saying is, this is a political issue, and the courts have no jurisdiction in political issues. And what we're saying in our motion to respond, and the guys are writing that right now, is basically, yes, there is specific harm, because most of the harmful legislation comes from urban legislators who are not impacted by the laws they impose upon rural residents. So the impact is unequal, and it is borne by certain groups of people, not the general public. And that's directly attributable to lack of representation. And what we're also saying is, while in part this is a political issue, the courts caused this climate where politics in the state are overseen by the courts with Baker versus Carr, Gray versus Sanders, Reynolds versus Sims. And so what the court did was it stuck its nose in the state politics originally and caused a situation that may well be political, but we're praying to the court to unscrew what they screwed up to begin with in 1962.
Well put.
Well, you know what? And we'll end on this one, end on that. But one of the comments is that, hey, George Washington hosted a big drunken fest before he was elected to the House of Burgesses in Virginia. He got 100% turnout and vote. So, hey, maybe we ought to keep that in mind.
Maybe
there,
we ought to serve cocktails on election night.
Hey, Mark Baird, thank you so much. Mark, we got to figure some way of linking us to you so we can go all the way to the border and into Oregon with these things.
It sounds good to me, Carl. Thanks, okay. Trish. Thanks,
thanks
Carl.
Thanks so much, you bet, Mark.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, Mark's station doesn't really hit down here because of the way, you know, the way the topography is, because it's FMs. But he goes all the way to the border
but
of they, Oregon.
I think we're both streaming live so people can get in their computers
so
and jump
so
right in.
So we can
in
just
in
keep
and,
pushing.
Absolutely.
Okay. And, you know, and here's the thing for me is I would like to see that we actually have a say up here in our future. And you're right, though. You know, I vote. I vote every time. I vote often.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've gone in and voted, several times under names of different people. No, I haven't. But one of the people also said is California is going to go to mail-in ballots. Registration will be online. No signature for comparison. Vote often. Vote often.
Often.
Anyway, okay. Yeah. Let's take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, great person. If you're looking for in-home health care that is quality, compassionate, and loving to you or your loved ones, you want to go with Sharon Clark. Business of the year, businesswoman of the year. She started this herself 10 years ago. And I tell you what, if you're a veteran and you're being helped by Home Helpers, there is a special place in Sharon's heart for veterans. She takes care of them. She makes sure that they get all the benefits that they should receive. But she works very closely with the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Just another reason that Home Helpers is the place to go. Give her a call at 226-8350. And you can listen to her on the first Thursday of every month. It's
co-host Clark. With Trish Clark.
It's Clark and Clark.
Yeah.
She comes from the other side of the track, so she doesn't have an E on her name.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at orchardnutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage, on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thanks for letting me co-host with you, Trishy, on Thursdays. I appreciate it. You know what? She took my, you know, we got different stools in here, and I had the one that was the tallest stool. I mean, I just always have. That stopped, like, what, a year ago?
Oh, a couple Trish, years ago. I like the tall stool.
She goes, she says, can I use that tall stool? And I went.
It's a back thing.
You know, it's a back thing. Yeah, sure it is. And but, you know, anyway, so she took that.
Trish, force of nature,
and
Clark.
And then, you know, she reaches out, and she puts her hand on my mouth. And she goes, no, not yet, not yet. So. Anyway, you know, Carl, I love you being here.
I want to say, and I want people to know now, you guys are going to be gone on vacation.
Yeah, for a couple few days.
For we'll a few around. Days. We'll and I want everybody to know that I'm going to be hosting the show next week a couple of times.
Yeah, well, 4 days.
4 days. And I've got some really good guests. So I just want to invite people to tune in next week because I've got some real interesting guests coming on. We're going to be talking with Fred Kelly Grant about the coordination issue that has risen to the surface again. Some great guests from the city of Anderson and, of course, Chief Paletti from the city of Reading, Chief Johnson from the city of Anderson. We're going to talk about a lot of things next week, so I want everybody to be sure they're listening all 4 days.
Yeah, and we've got another bunch of great other great hosts coming in here. You know, we're going to be in and out. So, but in fact, here comes – come on in here, lady. Here comes my – reason for
Miss
being.
Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And boy, I'll tell you what, I went up to the doggy park this morning, you know, closing up shop here. I brought something for you, Trish, because I know you're going to be on some exciting adventures too. But I can't believe how the weather has dropped and it's so cold outside. So anyway, I'm looking at the front page and the whole, you know, city council raucous with Barry Tippin.
Yeah, Dale Ball sent me a copy of what the recall says. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but it is, you know. And here's the thing: is you know, people, you know, what does it take to get people upset? Well, obviously we're reaching that point where people are upset. And here's, let me throw another one out here about, and even though that I think it's a good idea, the food trucks in Carnegie Park, the old Carnegie Library Park.
I saw what the guy was doing, Todd Franklin. And I said, you know what? He's trying to put something in there, and you know, and it's a good idea. And the city council just kind of shoved it through without getting comment from the people. Now, you know that they moved the comment section all the way to the end of the city council meeting.
Yeah, I think Brett Weaver said that perhaps the citizens of Reading were misbehaving and they needed a timeout.
Yeah, those were his exact words. And
that's what he does to his kids.
My answer to that was, well, when one of your kids misbehaves, you give all the kids a timeout? Well, he didn't answer that. Of course,
I noticed they haven't moved the time.
They haven't moved it back. No, so we are still misbehaving, us bad children out there. And they want to know why the people don't trust the city council. You remember Measure D. Why didn't it pass? Nobody trusts the city council to use the money. Why don't they trust the city council? Because they make strange decisions.
And they don't listen. They will not listen.
And they'll look you in the eye and tell you one thing and vote another. That happened to me the other day. And I'm like, really? So I don't say anything about that when I just remember it. And so, you know, but so then the next thing they say, I just have to look a little sconce at it. Now, the thing about it, is this a good idea for that, you know, for bringing food trucks? I think it's a way of moving things forward. I mean, we're not using that park for anything else. On the other hand, it should have had people being able to talk about it. They didn't get caught by surprise, and it wasn't pushed through. So now they're eating it because now poor Todd Franklin is reaping the wrath of the people around there who are now organized, and he is caught between the city council and Crawford and all of his people.
Well, the city council needs to come up with a modus of operation where everyone knows what they're doing. They can spend 3 years with committees and trying to make a decision and dragging things on and not make a decision and then turn right around and make a decision on something that important to the downtown community with so many people involved without taking any input and just act on it. There's no consistency, so people don't know what to expect. You need to throw something out and see if other people care before you make the decision to move forward. Obviously, people cared, and I think there were quite a few people there that night. It was like, yeah, but we just want to do this, so we're going to do it anyway. And that's they've got to learn that they've got to listen to the people that represent.
Now, was there a way that they could have had the city manager, Barry Tippin, just be an interim for months?
They can do anything they want to.
Right.
You know, but they can't do that. They've got to have somebody in here because somebody has got to give some guidance here. But the city council should have been the ones that came out.
The guidance.
They had goals and objectives. They had 60 days to come up with goals and objectives and say this, and then be able to talk to the people that are coming in here. These are our goals. These are our objectives. What is your thought on that?
And so you can make comparison about each one of those people and how do they fit into your plan? You've been elected to represent this city. You should have a plan for how it moves forward.
I'd be curious if we interviewed each one of them about, you know, behind closed doors and a realistic, are you just exhausted? Do you feel like you're making any movement? Are you glad that you ran? Would you run for re-election? I mean, because you held, you know, a very important being Supervisor Trish. And did you feel at that time you actually had people you could work with? You had movement. There was a body of a positivity because it feels like every time something comes up that regards city council, it's bash and trash.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any question that there's a difference now in the elected persona across Shasta County than there was when I was in office. We had significant discussions about things. We didn't have a lot of committees. We dealt with issues that came before us. We had solid agreements and disagreements among the five of us. Sometimes we'd come, but we reached decisions and came to answers. But we were proactive in bringing issues to the Board of Supervisors. I feel like all of our elected officials right now are kind of reactive. They just kind of sit there and show up on Tuesday and deal with whatever is before them. And they don't seem to have any proactive ideas to make changes to help the situations that exist.
Do you think perhaps stating what you were talking about with the fact that in your time of serving that you had, your people were proactive, and we have to take a call.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think that today it's just modern times that things are watered down with committees and government, too much, you know, and then all of a sudden you can't really have an take an authoritative position?
But they've created that, because every time they have an issue, rather than make a decision, they flip it off to a committee to make it go away.
Let's go to the phones. Dale Ball. This is Dale Ball.
Yes.
Okay, Dale's the one that delivered the recall notices. So, good morning, Dale. We only got like a minute.
I wanted to say amen to what Trish Clark is saying. I still remember back on the Blueprint for Safety, she said the only reason with the talented people we have at City Hall and staff that we'd be doing a study is just to kick the can down the road. And that seems like all we do is kick the can down the road.
We've done that several times. So, anyway, there's no more kicking the can down the road now. Now, one of the things Trish said, this is hard. Recall, getting all those right signatures. And the people that collect the signatures also have to be from the voting public here. You can't take anybody from Anderson.
Yeah, she's very right. I mean, you don't know how hard it was just to try to get somebody to walk up there and serve them. That's kind of why I ended up with the short straw there, I guess.
Well, you know what? We'll see what happens with that. Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a problem. The response, we've had over 1,000 people join Take Back Reading within a 24-hour period, chomping at the bit. Where can I help? What can I do?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot,
Dale. Thanks, Dale.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Aaron Ryan's going to be in here for us. Hey, by the way, out of Nevada, there's a report that, and everybody needs to see this, is that Donald Trump, accompanied by select members of the cabinet, toured a chemtrails outfitted dispersal airplane at Andrews Air Force Base yesterday and said he's going to, you know, stop this, according to NBC News. Today marks a great day for our country. It's going to be, according to the White House insider, Vice President Pence, who's shown an interest in dismantling the public-private chemtrail partnership, which includes the Gates Foundation, Monsanto, the EPA, several branches of the military, and a man known in the Pentagon as a colonel. Yeah, something that was in the, you know, one of those things.
An article out of The Onion.
Yeah,
And then if you flip to it, it starts getting really weird. Get all these places going every which way.
Hey, everybody. You have a great day today.
Great headline.
Be safe.
You'll hear a lot from Trish next week.
That's right. Be safe.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Fired FBI Director James Comey has been on Capitol Hill the past 2 hours telling senators about his personal meetings and phone calls with President Trump. Comey testified why he began keeping notes after first meeting with the president-elect in January.
I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document.
Later, Comey recounted a February conversation in which he says the president said he hoped the FBI could end its investigation into National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
I was so stunned by the conversation